then there was the teacher, a chap called Goldsmith or Goldchild, some name like that, baldy, gingery hair, and he's teaching the worst subject in the world, boring. And so what he used to do, the only good side about his lecture is it occurred about 12 o'clock, I think on a Wednesday, and that was a time in the day in Lower Regent Street when the BBC recorded Round the Horn. You know that program? Beyond Our Ken, alright? And we'd go to his lecture. If it looked like it was important, we'd stay. If it looked like it was semi-important, we usually hold others in the class, swaps in the class, and say, you take the notes for us, we'll copy them and buy you a beer. But if it was, and if it was that or that bad, we didn't bother with that. We used to sneak out of the lecture, and we'd be sitting there, and we decided right at the beginning, no, we're not going to do it. And the ones of us that did this sneaker, we used to sit at the back, see, and wait till this chap turned around to write something on the board, out the door, stand there, wait, come on. And I don't know, two or three or four of us, certainly me and Mike Fuller, all right, needs to go down to Regent Street, Lower Regent Street, where the BBC studios were, get in the queue, and get into the audience, and sat in the audience. And on the stage, Kenneth Williams, in his heyday, that was good, Kenneth Horne, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, and recorded, and we used to, it was such a good thing to see it, they're so professional, they did all this, and it was really funny, you think, reading scripts, it'd be deadpan, but it's not, they really enjoyed it, put it over, and they went, half an hour recording, bang,